Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for staying with me. We got an outstanding show coming at you straight ahead with our good friend Rick Lepsinger. Rick's back. That's right. We're going to celebrate his sixth anniversary today. He's the president of On Point Consulting. He's the author of a number of books, including Flexible Leadership, that we've been telling you about all these years. And also, his new book is called Closing the Execution Gap. He's one of our leadership experts. Rick Lepsinger, welcome back.
Hi, Jim. Has it been 6 years, really?
This month, 6 years. How about that?
That's amazing. That's great. Great to be here.
Well, we've got that. We've got your on-base percentage. We've got your batting average.
Yeah, right.
We keep those records. We're like baseball here, Rick. But thank you for 6 great years. We appreciate your abiding support of all the things that we do and helping my audience to learn more about being a leader. I like the fact that you want to talk about inspiration today, and that you say that there's a surprise that we would be surprised if we really knew what motivates us. Tell us what you mean by that.
Yeah, absolutely. I think the whole discussion about inspirational leadership really starts that idea about what really motivates people. There were some really interesting studies that were sponsored by the Federal Reserve, but done out of MIT. That demonstrated that the conventional wisdom about what motivates people actually doesn't work. So, for instance, what we generally all believe is if you give somebody a big performance bonus, you'll get better results. And what they found out is that that's not actually true. As a matter of fact, the bigger the bonus or the more you give, the poorer the performance.
Sometimes, that's right.
Yeah. So the notion is that for mechanical tasks, when the task is very clear and specific, like when you're making something, mm-hmm. and when the outcome is very clear, the traditional way of motivating works fairly well. You provide some additional incentive and money, and people perform better. But even when there's just a rudimentary cognitive need, where it's like sort of more of a knowledge worker, the traditional way of motivating actually produces the opposite effect, and it doesn't actually produce better results. It produces worse results.
Wow. So yeah. So compensation misapplied is a bad deal.
Yeah. The key around compensation is you need to pay enough to take money off the table. In other words, if you're paying at market, you want to pay enough so it's not on anybody's mind, and that's the key thing. And what really motivates us are actually quite a bit differently, which starts to move us into this notion of inspiring people. So it's not so much the extrinsic side, but it's more the intrinsic side.
Yeah. I was telling the audience when I told them you were going to join us that, great leaders don't drive. They don't even manage. They inspire.
Yeah. Yeah. And the nice thing that came out of the study, it wasn't just like the bad news about, you can't just pay people more and they'll produce more. But they did discover that there were three things that really did tend to motivate people much more than just the financial side of things. And they were autonomy, mastery, and purpose. And if you can get those three things in place, you'll find that you get higher levels of performance. You'll get, especially again with knowledge workers where there's thinking involved and not just the mechanical side of things, more innovation, more creativity, and higher levels of discretionary effort.
Autonomy, mastery,
and purpose.
Purpose.
Right. So autonomy is really being kind of self-guided. In other words, having some control over how and when you spend your time. I think it's interesting, the thing that recently around out of Yahoo, where they were telling all the telecommuters that they needed to come into the office.
They got to start coming to the office.
Yeah. And there are some good reasons for that, but it really does get at this autonomy thing in terms of people having control of their time, when and how they decide mm-hmm. to do something. And autonomy is a key factor. And the mastery
at some point in time, though, there has to be an organization. It can't be total autonomy.
It depends on what that organization looks like. Because again, yeah. You know, the work I've done related to virtual teaming it relates to this as well. What you can do, and what especially in with today's workers and today's economy, what you're really saying is lay out standards for people, expectations mm-hmm. for people, and hold people accountable for those performance
outcomes. That's what I meant by the organization, and apparently that had gotten out of hand over at Yahoo. Hold on to that thought, Rick. We're going to come back, folks, after these messages and get Rick to help us understand more about what great leaders do to inspire their people. 20 to help stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.